our head and pray to the Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名在这里祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Merciful Father, we thank you.
你赐给我们安息圣日来遵守。
You've given us the Holy Sabbath for us to observe.
使我们在这个忙碌的人生当中能够得以休息。
And so in our busy lives that we can receive rest.
使我们在这个奔跑的路程当中得以喘一口气。
And so on this journey that we're walking that we can take a breath.
使我们能够静下心来重新去思考人生。
And so we can come our hearts to think about life.
重新思考人生到底要追求什么。
And to think about life, what is it that we are pursuing after?
思考一下人生这短暂的时间到底价值何在。
To think about in this short life, what is the meaning and the value of life?
思考一下在走完人生的道路到底要何去何从。
And to think about where will we go when we finish this journey?
主啊，你让我们你主啊，你将我们带到这个世界。
And Lord, you have brought us to this world.
这个是你在我们的生命当中一定有一个更重要的旨意。
And you must have a will for us.
一定有一个更高的价值。
And there must be a greater value.
求你让我们明白。
And please let us understand.
求你开启我们的心。
Please open our hearts.
使我们知道自己真正人生当以何事为美。
And so we could focus on what is the true beauty in life.
并且在这个有限的人生当中。
And in this limited life,
借着你引领我们的脚步，能够一步一步的回到天家。
And through you guiding us step by step, we can return to the heavenly kingdom.
主啊，这个世界上患难很多。
And Lord, there are many tribulations in this world.
很多困难是我们所无法面对的。
There are tribulations that we cannot overcome ourselves.
很多挫折是我们没有办法克服的。
Some setbacks that we cannot overcome ourselves.
但是你应许我们。
But you have promised us.
你应许我们，你总不撇下我们为孤儿。
You will not leave us as orphans.
你总不离开我们。
You will never leave us.
主啊，求你牵着我们的手。
Lord, please hold our hands.
带领我们的脚步。
And lead our footsteps.
使我们能够一步一步直归到你的怀中。
And so step by step, we could come back to your bosom.
我们现在要一起来聚会。
And we're going to have worship.
求你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
And may your spirit work among us.
使我们能够明白道理。
And so we could understand the truth.
使我们能够得到感动。
And so we can also be moved.
使我们能够加添力量。
And so we can add strength to us.
能够在这条天国漫长的道路当中力上加力。
And there's a slow pathway to heaven that we can gain strength on strength.
主啊，我们这样子诚心向你祷告。
And Lord, we sincerely pray to you.
愿你垂听。
May you listen.
哈利路亚，阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
And brothers and sisters, peace with you.
在这个安息圣日我们一同来学习圣经上的道理。
On the Sabbath day, we're going to learn about the Bible.
这个学习圣经是非常重要的。
And it's very important for us to learn from the Bible.
因为在圣经当中在圣经里面告诉我们这个圣经使人有得救的智慧啊。
And the Bible had told us there's truth in the Bible that will save us.
这主耶稣也告诉我们
And the Lord Jesus himself had told us.
说我们查考圣经因为内中有永生
And we study the Bible because there is eternal life within it.
所以我们每个礼拜六在这里一同聚集来查考学习圣经上的话。
And so every Saturday we gather here to learn the truth in the Bible.
使我们能够更清楚人生应该要努力的方向。
And so we can be more clear on the direction our life should walk towards.
我们今天早上要来看的是诗篇的第141篇。
And this morning we'd like to study a book of Psalms 141.
诗篇141篇。
Psalm 141.
诗篇的第141篇第一节。
Psalms 141, verse 1.
第一节，主啊，我曾求告你。求你快快临到我这里，我求告你的时候，愿你留心听我的声音。第二节，
Two.
愿我的祷告如香陈列在你面前，愿我举手祈求如献晚祭。第三节，
Three.
主啊，求你禁止我的口，把守我的嘴。第四节，
Four.
叫你。求你不叫我的心偏向邪恶，以致我和作孽的人同行恶事， 也不叫我吃他们的美食。第五节
，five，
任凭一人击打我，这算为仁慈；任凭他责备我，这算为头上的膏油。我的头不要闪躲。正当他们行恶的时候，我仍要祈祷。哦，这个诗篇的第141篇啊，是大卫的祷告哦。
And Psalm 141 is the prayer of David.
我们知道说，在诗篇当中啊，有很多大卫的祷告。
And within Psalms there are many prayers from David.
啊，在不同的环境啊，不同的状况当中啊，他有对神不一样的祷告。
And during different environments with different circumstances, they have different prayers to God.
哦，所以大卫啊，可以说是我们每一个人呐，祷告上的榜样啊。
And so David can serve example for us in prayer.
啊，所以啊，在圣经当中啊，对大卫的评价非常非常的高啊。
And the Bible has a very good praises for David.
他们叫大卫，称大卫为合神心意的人呢、啊、
？And they said David is someone who's according to the heart of God.
为什么大卫能够有这么高的评价呢
？And why there's such a praise for David?
因为他很懂得祷告。
Because he knew how to pray.
而且他的祷告啊，真的能够蒙神的垂听啊、哦。
And his prayers is accepted by the Lord.
那我们今天也常常在祷告啊、哦。
And today we often also pray.
那但是有时候我们会发现啊，哎，我们的祷告啊，好像不是非常有功效哦。
Sometimes we feel that our prayers are not very effective.
或者说我们祷告啊，好像啊没有办法上达天听啊，好像没有人在听一样啊。
And it seems that our prayers are not going to up to heaven and no one is listening.
哦，所以我们有时候想想啊，到底我们的祷告出了什么样的问题、哦、
？And so we have to think about where did it go wrong with our prayers.
所以我们就拿大卫的祷告啊来做一个比较。
So we can use the prayer of David as a comparison.
来看看说我们的祷告跟大卫的祷告到底有哪些不同哦。
And to truly, to think about what's the differences between our prayers and David's prayer.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
第二节。那第二节是说，愿我的祷告如香陈列在你面前，愿我举手祈求。如献晚祭哈，那这里讲说大卫啊，第一个祷告啊，叫做如香上焚的祷告啊。
And this here describe his prayer as being set like set before the Lord like incense.
那在启示录当中讲啊，说啊，圣徒祈祷如同那个点香啊，在神面前烧香啊，能够发出馨香的味道哦。
And in Revelations, it tells us that when the saints pray, it's as if people are lighting incense and the fragrant smell would reach God.
啊，在旧约当中啊，以色列人必须要点香啊。
In the Old Testament, the Israelites must burn incense.
啊，那个点香，那个香是特别做的哦。
And the incense is specially made.、
啊、我们来看一下出埃及记啊。
Let's look at Exodus.
我们看出埃及记的第三十章。
Exodus chapter 30.
出埃及记的第三十章的第三十四节。
Exodus chapter 30 verse 34.
三十章三十四节哦。
Chapter 30 verse 34.
啊，神吩咐摩西说：“你要取馨香的香料，就是拿他佛、施洗列、洗利比拿，这馨香的香料和净乳香。”各样要一样大的比分量，三十五节。
35.
你要用这些加上盐，按做香之法，做成清洁圣洁的香，三十六节。
36.
而这香要取点捣得极细，放在会幕内法柜前。我要在那里与你相会，你们要以这香为至圣，三十七节。
37.
你们不可按这调和之法为自己做香。要以这香为圣归神，三十八节。
38.
凡作香和这香一样的，为要闻香味的，这人要从民间剪除哈。那这里啊是神吩咐啊，这个啊神吩咐摩西啊要做啊在神面前点的这个香。
And here is how God has commanded Moses to make the incense that they should burn.
那我们在这里看到啊，这个香它有特别的做法哦。
And the incense have a special way of creation.
它所用的材料是固定的。
And there's a set amount of ingredients that they must use.
它所用的分量是固定的。
And the portion is also set by God.
它的做法是固定的。
And the way to make it is also set by God.
并且它只能点给神。
And they must only burn it toward God.
不能用在人的身上。
Not burn toward men.
所以今天呢、啊，那个这今天呢、啊，一个基督徒的祈祷。如同馨香之气啊。
And so a prayer of a Christian today is like the smell of this incense.
大卫说我愿我的祷告好像香点燃了在神的面前。
And David said he wishes his prayers like the incense burned before the Lord.
所以这里告诉我们啊，第一，我们的祷告啊，必须要注意到一个重点。
And so we have to take note of the first point of prayer.
必须要用神所规定的方法。
And so you must use the method that was set by God.
按照神所吩咐的分量。
And to use the portion was commanded by God.
所以我们今天啊，祷告当中啊，常常是很多是我们的意思啊。
And today in your prayers, there's a lot of will from ourselves.
我们祷告啊，常常是我要这个，我要那个啊。
And we often ask, this is what I want.
给我这个，给我那个。
And I need to have this, and you must give me this.
但是祷告当中，我们很少去问说，神啊，那你要什么呢？
And we often lack to ask God,What do you want?
只是不断地说我要我要我要。
And we'll often repeat that we want.
就从来没有问说神啊，在我的人生当中，你对我有什么的期望？
But we forget to ask the Lord what did He expect from us?
你希望我活出什么样的生活？
And what kind of life does He expect us to live?
你希望我做出什么样的事情？
And what kind of things does He hope us to do?
所以我们的祷告常常是没有按照神给的分量。
And so often our prayers is not according to the portion set by God.
也没有依照神。神所挑选的材料
，and we did not use according to the material set by God。
所以有时候虽然在烧香啊，但是那个香啊，味道不是很好啊。
And sometimes even though we're burning this incense, but the smell is not very good。
所以在这里说啊，我们的祷告要如香上焚呐、啊。
And he tells us that our prayer should be like burning incense。
我们的祷告当中必须要发出一个好味道
，and we must radiate a fragrant smell。
一个让神所喜悦的味道哦。
And a smell that is pleasing to God。
所以我们今天要重新去。思考我们祷告的内容。
And so we must rethink about the content of our prayer.
这个内容有美吗？
Is this content is it pretty?
这个祷告可以放在神的面前吗？
Can we put this prayer before the Lord?
他说我的祷告要如香陈列在你的面前哦。
He says my prayer must set before you like incense.
这里说愿我举手祈求如献晚祭啊。
It also said May the lifting up of my hand be like the evening sacrifice.
到这里大卫说啊，我的祷告好像献晚祭一样啊。
He also said that his prayers like offering an evening sacrifice.
什么叫做晚祭啊
？What is an evening sacrifice?
我们看出埃及记的第二十九章啊。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 29.
出埃及记的第二十九章。
Exodus chapter 29.
二十九章的第三十八节。
Exodus chapter 29, verse 38.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
你每天所要献在坛上的，就是两只一岁的羊羔。三十九节。
39.
早晨要献这一只，黄昏的时候要献这一那一只。四十节。
40.
和那一只羊羔同线的，要用细面依法十分之一，和捣成的油一新四分之一调和，又用油用酒一新四分之一作为奠祭。四十一节。
41.
那一只羊羔要在黄昏的时候献上，照着早晨的素祭和奠祭的礼拜礼，作为献给神馨香的火祭。那这里是记载、啊、什么叫做所谓的晚祭、啊、
Here describe what is considered evening sacrifice、
啊、这个晚祭、啊、也叫做馨香的火祭、啊、
And so this evening sacrifice is also described as a pleasing aroma、
啊、是每一天晚上都要做的、啊、
And this must be done every evening
早上一次晚上一次、啊、
And they do morning and evening、
啊、所以大卫的祷告好像晚祭一样啊。
So the prayer of David is like an evening sacrifice.
什么叫晚祭？
So what is an evening sacrifice?
就是不管你喜不喜欢，每天都要做的啊。
So it's a sacrifice whether you like it or not, you must have every day.
不管环境怎么样改变，你每天晚上都要献的啊。
Regardless of the environments that you are in, you must offer every night.
所以在这里大卫说，我的祷告啊，要能够持续。 长时间的持续哦。
And so he must be able to keep his prayers consistently.
为什么大卫的祷告常常蒙神的垂听
？And why is it that his prayers are often heard by God?
因为当他虽然他身在不同的环境里面啊、哦、
，although he lived in different environments.
啊，有时候啊，打仗的时候也会祷告。
And in the battles, he will pray.
逃亡的时候一样祷告。
When he was fleeing, he will also pray.
做国王的时候，他还是祷告、哦、
When he was a king, he also prayed.
他在不同的环境里面没有改的，就是他祷告的习惯啊。
And in different environments.The only thing that he did not change is his prayers.
哦，所以这个叫做晚祭，每天晚上都献啊。
And so this is the evening sacrifice that is made every evening.
啊，可是有时候我们常常没有献晚祭啊。
But sometimes we don't make that evening sacrifice.
我们常常是献可能每两晚一次啊。
Maybe we make an offering every two nights.
每一个礼拜一次啊。
Or maybe once every week.
啊，有时候我们献月祭啊，有时候献年祭啊。
Or even monthly or yearly.
啊，一个月啊，祷告一次。
And we may pray once a month.
一年啊，灵恩会来聚会一次啊。
And once a year in the spiritual convocation, we'll come to service.
哦，所以为什么啊？我说我们的祷告啊，没有像晚祭啊，神不垂听啊。
That's why when our prayers is not like evening sacrifice, it's not accepted by God.
啊，有一次我遇到一个慕道朋友啊。
And there's one time I met a truth seeker.
啊，遇到一个慕道朋友啊，是教会的一个年轻的弟兄啊，一个年轻的弟兄带来教会的啊。
And he was brought by a youth from the church.
哎，因为他们两个是室友，他们住在一起啊。
And because they're roommates, they live together.
啊，结果啊，在那个慕道几个月以后哦。
And after several months of truth seeking.
啊，这个慕道朋友啊，来偷偷来跑来找我哦。
And so the truth seeker came to see me.
他说：“转道，转道，我问你一个问题哦。
”And he says, "Pastor, have a question for you."
啊，什么问题啊？
And I said, "What question?"
他说：“在我们教会啊，是不是只有在会堂才可以祷告啊？”
He said, "In our church, is it true that we only pray in the chapel?"
我说：“哎，这怎么这么奇怪的问题啊？”
And I said, "Why such a strange question?"
他说：“哦，不是啦，因为哦，那个我那个室友就是你们教会那个弟兄啊。”我从来没有看过他在家里祷告哎。
And he said that my roommate, which is a brother in the church, I never have seen him pray at home.
哇，在教会里面啊，领诗啊，哇，唱啊，好像很热心啊。
And he seems very fervent that he's leading hymns and praying in church.
他说我两个人住了一年啊，他从来没有看过他在家里祷告啊。
And we have lived together for a year, have never seen him pray at home.
哦，所以有时候啊，我们那个啊，献祭常常是只有来会堂才献啊。
And so sometimes when we make sacrifice, when we make offering, we only do it in church.
一个礼拜献一次啊，只有安息日的时候来哇祷告在教会里面而已啊。
And we do once a week on Sabbath and we pray in church.
啊，但是这里啊，大卫说我献如献馨香的晚祭啊。
And so he for David, he's making offering like an evening sacrifice.
每一天晚上都献。
And he makes this sacrifice every night.
啊，虽然有时候我们会觉得很麻烦啊。
And it seems like it's very troublesome.
哦，但是大卫一样都做哦。
But he has done it every day.
啊，所以信仰最重要的是什么
？So what's the most important thing in faith?
不是哇，一下子非常热心啊，哇，爬到天上去了。
It's not that we become very zealous one day and we climb up to heaven.
而是啊，非常稳定的信仰。
But rather to have a very steady faith.
是一种逐步成长的信仰。
A faith that can build slowly.
虽然好像没有一下子哇，就这样子爬得很高。
Although we have not climbed very fast.
但是根基非常的稳固。
But you have a very firm foundation.
不断的前进，不断的成长。
You continue to grow and continue to go forward.
所以我们今天灵修也是这样啊。
It's the same thing when we cultivate our faith.
灵修必须要像献晚祭一样啊。
And cultivation of faith is like evening sacrifice.
是每天晚上都要做的。
It must be done every evening.
那有时候我们参加了一些教会的活动。
And sometimes when we participate in church events.
哇，灵恩会、学生灵恩会、大专神训班。
Spiritual convocation and college youth spiritual convocation.
哇，非常感动啊！哇，觉得自己被神的圣灵所充满啊。
And we're very very moved and we feel like we're being filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以回到家以后就决心，我以后我现在开始每天祷告两个小时。
And he had determined that you would pray at home 2 hours a day.
请问你能够撑几天？
And let's ask, how many days can you last?
我们看年轻人啊，哇，我每天读经一个小时，祷告一个小时。
And some youth would say that they would try to read, 1 hour a day.
这是我新生命新开始。
And that they determined to have a new life.
请问你能撑几天？
And let's think about how many days can you last.
常常撑过一个礼拜就算不错了、哦、
And if you're lucky, you can probably last for a week.
有些父母都在跟我们讲啊。
So some parents come to talk to us.
我的孩子啊，从学生联合回来变了好多啊。
And my children came back from SSC and it seemed that he's changed a lot.
我就跟他讲说啊，感谢主。
And I said, thank the Lord.
一个月以后哦。
And after a month,
那父母说，我的孩子又变回原来的样子啦。
And the parents came and said, oh, my children became what they were before.
为什么会这样？
And why did this happen?
那是因为我们灵修功夫做得不稳定，不稳呐。
And that seems like our spiritual cultivation is not very steady.
所以啊，有时候追求的不是啊，这样子一下子大起大落，不是这种啊。
And we should not pursue all of these big rises and downturn.
而是啊，这个追求一个稳定的信仰啊、哦。
But rather you should pursue after a firm and steady faith.
与其你一天祷告两个小时做一个礼拜。
And rather than praying 2 hours a day for a week,
宁愿你一天祷告十分钟做一辈子。
And rather to be able to pray 10 minutes a day for the rest of your life.
所以其实灵修功夫啊，没有那么困难的。
And so spiritual cultivation is not that difficult.
我的神学院的同学哦。
And my other classmates in theological school.
他说啊，他们家到现在二十年哦。20年每天晚上家庭聚会啊
，and he said his
每一天哦
，he said his family for 20 years they have family service every night。
哇，我说你怎么可能做得到二十年呢？每一天呢
？And I said how were you able to do this for 20 years？
哇，你太太还要上班，你小孩要上课，怎么会有时间
？And your wife has to work and your kids has to study. How do you do it？
他说啊，如果大家很忙的时候啊
，and he said if everyone is too busy，
我们就全家聚在一起呀、啊。
And our whole family would gather together.
一起祷告五分钟、十分钟，然后就结束了。
And we could pray for 5 to 10 minutes, and we can end.
这也是全家一起聚会啊。
And this is also a family service.
如果说我们时间比较多啊、哦、
，if our family, if our time is more abundant.
像星期六的晚上啊，隔天没有事情啊。
And for example, Saturday night, and there's no nothing special for Sunday.
我们可能就时间长一点啊，可能半个小时啊，一起查读一卷、读一章。读几节经节，然后一起祷告啊。
And we can spend more time just to read more verses in the Bible and pray together.
所以不是说每次一聚会就是要两个小时啊。
It's not to say that every time you have service, you have to spend 2 hours.
重点是你要能够长时间持续的去做。
But the point is you'll be able to consistently keep to have it for a long term.
所以大卫说啊，我的祷告啊，好像献晚祭一样啊。
And so David said his prayer is like an evening sacrifice.
虽然环境在变
，although his environment is changing，
但是他的祷告不变。
But his prayers never change.
在圣经当中有很多祷告的榜样啊。
And there are many people with serve as example of prayers.
像我们很熟悉的但以理就是啊。
For example, Daniel.
圣经里面说但以理一日三次祷告啊。
And the Bible said he prayed 3 times a day.
不管环境怎么变，他一样祷告啊。
Regardless of his environment, he will pray 3 times a day.
所以圣经上说啊，在但以理身上有神的灵啊，有神的智慧啊。
And so the Bible described that he carries the spirit of God and the wisdom of God.
所以我们今天祷告也是一样啊。
And so today for us is the same.
是要每一天都要做的。
And this is something we must do every day.
是每灵修功夫是每一天都在做哦。
And the spiritual cultivation must be done every day.
我们看一下提摩太前书的第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书的第二章。
1 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太前书第二章的第八节。
First Timothy chapter 2 verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。那这里告诉我们说啊，大卫说啊，我要举手祈求，如献晚祭啊。
Here says that he would lift up his hand like the evening sacrifice.
当然这里不是说我们祷告要把手举起来啊，不是的啊。
It's not to tell us we should raise our hands when we pray.
而是在这里说啊，你要举起你圣洁的手向神祷告啊。
But it's telling us we should raise our holy hands to pray to God.
所以我们祷告啊，我们在祷告的时候，要问问看我们的手有没有圣洁啊。
And so when we pray, we have to ask ourselves whether our hands are holy.
有时候我们跪下来祷告。
Sometimes when we kneel down to pray.
但是我们思想很混乱。
But we have a mixed thoughts.
啊，但是我们虽然有时候跪下来祷告。
And although we're kneeling down to pray.
啊，但是我们的态度有问题。
But we have some issues with our attitude.
啊，我们虽然跪下来祷告。
Although we kneel down to pray.
啊，但是我们的生活当中啊，有罪恶啊。
But there are sins inside our lives.
啊，所以虽然我们祷告啊，但是不蒙垂听啊。
And although we prayed, but it's not listened by God.
我们在创世纪里面看到啊，这个有两个人去献祭啊。
And in Genesis, we saw that there are two people who make offering to God.
一个叫做该隐，一个叫做亚伯。
And there one's name Cain, one is named Abel.
这两个兄弟一起去献祭啊。
And two brothers went to offer at the same time.
啊，结果啊，哎，神喜欢一个，不喜欢另外一个啊。
But God was pleased with one person's offering, but not pleased with the other.
那你说神偏心吗？
Do you think God has is prejudiced?
没有啊，神就对他讲啊，对该隐说啊。
And God had told Cain.
他说我为什么不喜欢你的献祭？
And he says, Do you know why I don't like your offering?
因为你的行为不正。
Because your action is not right.
哦，所以一个人啊，如果行为不正哦
，if someone's action is not correct，
啊，他的祷告不蒙神的垂听啊
，his prayers will not be accepted by God。
我们来看一下箴言的第二十八章啊
，and let's look at Psalms chapter 28。
Proverbs 啊，箴言的第二十八章
，Psalms 28。
Proverbs，
箴言 ，Proverbs 28。
箴言的第二十八章的第九节
，Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9。
箴言的第二十八章第九节
，Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9。
箴言二十八章第九节
，Chapter 28 verse 9。
啊，这里说转耳不听律法的，他的祈祷也为可憎啊。哦，这里是啊，给我们一个正确的观念啊。
And so this gave us a concept.
你可以很努力的祷告。
You could pray very hard.
啊，但是如果你呀、啊、行为有问题啊
，if you have problems with your actions.
如果你呀、啊、不守神的道理啊
，you're not obeying God's commands.
这里说你的祷告也为可憎，讨厌啊，神讨厌你的祷告啊。
And here tells us that your prayers will be detestable.
哦，所以啊，这个该隐献祭啊，我献祭给神啊。
And so Cain has made his offering to God.
神说我不喜欢你啊。
And God says, "I don't like you."
我也不喜欢你的献祭啊。
I do not like your offerings.
为什么
？And why?
因为你的行为不好啊。
Because his actions are not good.
哦，所以我们今天不是只要献祭哦。
And so today, it's not only for us to offer.
一个献祭要蒙神喜悦的开端，在于改变我们的行为。
Whether this offering can be accepted by God is depends on our actions.
哦，所以有时候我们在看这个世界啊，我们看现在的世界啊。
And so when we look at today's world,
我们看现在的基督教界啊
，we look at today's Christianity.
有很多让人看不懂的事情啊。
There are a lot of things that we cannot comprehend.
哇，什么事都可以做啊！
And it seems like they can do everything.
什么罪都可以犯啊！
And they can commit every type of sin.
啊，我就祷告啊，求神赦免就好啦。
As long as we pray to God ask for forgiveness.
啊，神啊，你爱我啦，这次就算了啦。
And Lord, since you love me, you can forgive me.
这一次算了，下次还是一样啊，一直不断的犯同样的错误啊。
And if this time was forgiven, you would.Next time will happen again.
哦，那行为没有改变啊。
And so the actions have not changed.
一样生活在罪恶里面啊。
Continue to live in sin.
啊，但是他说我有祷告啊，我有来教会，我有奉献啊。
And you would say that I have prayed, I have offered, I came to church.
好像只要祷告、聚会、奉献就没有事情一样啊。
It seems as if you prayed and came to church and you offered and everything's okay.
哦，每个星期天他们都是星期天聚会的嘛。
And so they often, most of the time they have service on Sunday.
一个礼拜犯罪六天啊，星期天来忏悔。
They can sin for 6 days. They can come on Sunday to repent.
哦，跑到那个告解室里面，哎呀，我又错啦。
And they could come to the repent room and admit that they were wrong.
每个礼拜都是不断的重复啊。
And they repeat every week.
六天自由犯罪，只要星期天去告解就可以啦。
And for 6 days they have the freedom to sin, and 7 days they will repent.
哇，好像这样的生活非常愉快啊。
And it seems like this is a happy life.
自由放纵，自由犯罪。
And you have the freedom to sin and commit sins.
可是我星期天有去教会，我是好人啊。
So since I came to church on Sunday, I'm a good
person. 我有悔改啊，神一定赦免我啊。
If I can repent, then God will surely forgive me.
这里怎么说？
And what does it say here?
他说啊，转耳不听律法，你的祷告啊，讨人厌啊。
He says, if you turn a deaf ear to the law.
哦，你的祷告不，你那个不听律法、不改变行为的，你的祷告神不垂听啊。
And if you do not obey to the law. obey the law and you turn away from the law, your prayer will be detestable.
哦，所以在主耶稣的时代，哦。
And during the time of Jesus.
那主耶稣时代的法利赛人啊，法利赛人行为很好啊。
And the Pharisees have very good actions.
法利赛人圣经很懂啊。
And they're very versed in the Bible.
法利赛人常常禁食祷告啊。
And they often fast and pray.
啊，但是在路加福音啊，怎么说？
And what does Luke tell us?
他说啊，他在对啊。他的祷告啊，好像对空气说话一样啊。
It says that their prayer is like speaking to the wind.
什么叫祷告对空气说话
？What does it mean to the prayer is like speaking to the wind？
就是你拿起电话没有拨号就直接在那讲，讲得很开心啊。
It seems like you have pick up the telephone and have not without dialing and start talking.
只有两个可能啊。
And there are only two reasons.
第一个，你是小孩子，不懂 ，baby， 不懂。
And the first reason is that you're a baby and you don't understand.
第二就是你脑筋有问题啊。
Second is you have some issues in your head.
哦，所以你拿起电话没有拨号啊，根本没有人哦，讲讲讲讲得很开心啊。
And you have not dialed, but you're speaking to the phone like you're speaking to someone.
一个人行为不改变，然后跑去祷告的，就是这样子啊。
And if someone who does not change their actions, they want to pray, and that's the result.
哦，我只要忏悔，哎呀，我只要去告解就可以啦。
As long as we repent, and we'll be okay.
哦，所以我累积六天，一天忏悔啊，这样，然后忏悔完，礼拜一再继续啊。
And if we can sin for 6 days, and we repent on the seventh day, then we're okay on Monday.
这种人的祷告啊，好像拿起电话，对面没有人啊，哇，讲得很愉快啊。
And this is the type of person who is like picking up a phone and without dialing and speaking to someone very joyfully.
哦，还自己觉得很平安。哎呀，你看我心灵平安，因为我悔改啦，我悔改啦。
And he seems like he's full of peace himself.
哦，所以啊，今天呢，我们祷告不要对空气祷告啊。
And we should not pray to the wind.
一个人不听律法，他的祷告神眼里是可憎的。
And someone who turns away from the law.His prayers is detestable.
哦，所以告诉我们说，大卫说啊，要举起你的手，圣洁的手。
And so the Bible tells us that you should raise your hand, your holy hands.
啊，当然我们每个人都还有过错啊。
And it's true that we also have transgressions.
我们每个人都有软弱的地方。
We have our weakness.
哦，这个是这每个人你我都一样的啊。
And it's the same for every one of us.
啊，但是重要的是一个态度。
And but what's important
is
our attitude. 你有没
有努力前进的态度
？And do we have the attitude to work hard to go forward？
你有没有希望改变的态度
？And do we have the attitude to change yourself？
所以只要我们有进步
，If we can make progress，
哦，神有看见我们的努力啊
！And if God can see our progress，
啊，神就给我们加油
！And He would encourage us。
哦，所以啊，要举起圣洁的手
，So we should raise our holy hands。
哦，要改变我们的行为
，And change our actions，
活出合神心意的人生
，And to live a life according to God。
那这样子，你的祷告啊，就能够蒙神垂听啊。
In this way, then your prayer will be listened by God。
那但是应该要怎么做
？And what should we do？
好，我们看回来，诗篇啊。
And let's turn back to Psalms。
我们看回来诗篇的第141篇
，Turn back to Psalms 141，
第三节
，Verse 3。
诗篇的141篇的第三节
Psalms 141 verse 3
第三节主啊求你禁止我的口把守我的嘴第四节
4
求你不叫我的心偏向邪恶以致我与罪孽的人同行恶事也不叫我吃他们的美食他这里告诉我们说，你要成为圣洁吗
？Here tells us, do we want to be holy?
你要成你的祷告要蒙神垂听吗
？Do we want our prayers to be heard by God?
这里说你要做到四件事情啊。
It tells us there's four things we must achieve.
第一件
，and first，
他说禁止你的口啊。
And to keep guard of our mouth.
啊，这就是说我们不要随便乱讲话啊。
It tells us not to speak things lightly.
哦，有时候我们觉得说啊，我不要犯罪就好了哦。
And sometimes we tell ourselves, less or less we don't sin.
我行为不要犯罪啊。
If we don't sin our actions.
啊，那个讲话没有关系啊。
It's okay that you know, there's nothing wrong with what we talk about.
这里讲说啊，从嘴巴开始啊。
And here tells us that it starts with our mouth.
你要改变自己，要从嘴巴做起。
And to change ourselves has to start with the mouth.
所以圣经里面告诉我们啊。
And the Bible tells us.
他说啊，我们啊，那个神审判我们说的。按照你所说的定你有义或定你为罪啊。
The Bible tells us that you will be judged righteous or not according to what you have said.
他说我们每一个人啊，第一件要做的事情啊。
And so for all of us, the first thing we must do.
你想成为圣洁，祷告蒙主垂听，第一件就是小心你讲的话。
If you want your prayers to be accepted by God, you have to be careful of the things you speak.
有些信徒啊，其实啊，很热心啊。
And there are a lot of members who are very zealous.
而且很有爱心啊,
and full of love.
啊, 但是啊, 讲话常常不小心啊。
But they're not very careful in the words they speak.
哦, 所以啊, 讲话好像利好像刀子一样，常常砍伤别人哦。
And so the words is like a sword that often hurt people.
哦，所以啊，有时候我们要谨慎啊。
And so we have to be alert.
我们有时候觉得啊，哎呀，我想到什么就说什么，代表我是一个很正直的人哦。
And we often think that if we what we think about it, that's what we say, and we feel like we're a very righteous person.
哦，叫做什么？内心没有诡诈哦。
To someone without a deceitful heart.
所以我想到什么，我说什么，哎呀，我是多么正直啊。
And so whatever I think, I will speak, and I'm a righteous person.
其实不是啊，不一定啊。
And that's not necessarily true.
有时候只是因为你讲话没有经过大脑思考而已啊。
And it's only that's because sometimes you speak without thinking.
哦，所以啊，圣经里面在讲有两种刀哦。
And the Bible said there are two types of sword.
他说神的话如同两刃 double-edged sword, 两刃的利剑哦。
And it says that the words of God is like a double-edged sword.
哦，但是还有讲到另外一种刀哦。
And this is not the type of sword.
他讲说啊，那个彼得啊，哇，那个拔刀就把人家的耳朵砍下来了。
And it says that Peter had taken his sword and trying to slice off someone's ear.
啊，这个叫做血气的大刀哦。
And this is the sword of flesh.
啊，两种都会砍人呐。
And both sword can hurt someone.
啊，但是砍人的结果很不一样啊。
The outcome is very different.
好，一种啊是。一种啊，神的话是让你呀、啊、看到自己的不足啊。
And the words of God will allow you to see what you lack.
使你呀、啊、因为这样子懊悔而改变而成长。
And will make you regret and make you change and make you grow.
啊，血气的大刀娃娃是看人就砍呐、啊。
And the sword of flesh would hurt people when you see them.
除了伤害以外，没有造成任何其他的结果啊。
Without hurting someone, there's no other outcome.
所以有时候我们其实没不是在用，我们其实常常是用血气的大刀在砍人啊。
And often we're using the sword of flesh to hurt others.
还觉得自己很正直啊。
And we still feel that we're righteous.
你看我想到什么我就说什么。
And look at it. I have spoken what I think.
啊，今天一个信徒进来了。
And there's a brother who there's a member who walked in today.
哇，你今天怎么穿这么丑啊
？And why do you look so ugly today？
哇，那真的是啊，这个你说这个是正直吗
？Is this righteous？
啊，这个叫做不经过大脑思考的说话。
And this is speaking.Without thinking.
所以我们今天讲话从嘴巴从我们今天灵修要从嘴巴做起啊。
And today when we cultivate ourselves, we have to start with the mouth.
在雅各书告诉我们啊。
And the book of James tells us.
他说啊，一个人如果在话语上完全，他就是完全人啊。
And he says if someone who can be complete in his words, then he's a complete person.
他能够勒住自己的全身啊。
He can control his whole body.
为什么？
Why?
因为有时候我们、哦、会受到情绪的影响啊。
Often we can be affected by our emotions.
生气。
When we become angry.
哇，那有时候生气里面好像点一把火在里面，对不对
？And when we become angry, it seems like there's a fire burning inside.
啊，这个时候啊，咚咚咚啊，这舌头像机关枪一样就到处扫射啊。
And so your tongue is like a machine gun just firing away.
啊，所以常常那个路边啊，无辜的人就被你扫到了。
And those innocent people by the side could be hit by your words.
啊，因为你啊没有办法控制自己的舌头啊。
Because you cannot control your tongue.
啊，在家里对孩子随便谩骂。
And often you scowl at your kids at home.
脾气一来，跟着先生太太哇就大吵大闹。
And we have temper, you start yelling at you at your spouse.
那这个都是什么？缺乏灵修的功夫啊。
And this is due to lack of cultivation.
哦，所以啊，我们第一个、啊、这里告诉我们说啊。禁止你的口，把守你的嘴啊！
And here tells us to guard our mouth.
每一句话讲出来之前要先思考，经过大脑思考。
And everything that we speak, we must think about it first.
哦，所以圣经里面跟我们说哦。
And the Bible has told us.
他说我们讲话要常说造就人的好话。
We must often speak words that's edifying to others.
那、哦、你讲的话对别人有帮助吗
？Are the words you speak edifying to others?
你讲的话对需要的人有所鼓励吗
？And does it encourage the people who needed.
你所说的话能够给软弱的人带来力量吗
？Would it bring strength to the people who are weak？
如果不能啊
，If not，
那、啊、最好不要讲啊。
It's better not to speak。
啊，所以啊，有一个信徒啊，很喜欢去访问啊。
And so there's a member who likes to make visitations。
哇，常常喜欢去鼓励别人啊。
And he likes to encourage others。
啊，但是啊，有时候鼓励啊，哇，讲的话都不得体啊。
But sometimes his words is not well rounded。
啊，跑去看那个生病的信徒哦。
When he went to see members who are sick.
生病的齁。
You have become sick, huh?
快死了齁，人家感冒而已啊，快死了齁。
He may have just a cold and you said you're about to die.
啊，还不赶快回来教会，求神原谅你。
And why don't you hurry and come back to church and ask God to forgive you?
讲话不得体啊。
And these words are not very rounded.
哦，看那个工作比较忙的信徒哦。
And for those who are very busy.
贪爱世界哦
，and it seems like you lust over the world，
追求财富哦
，and pursue after wealth。
哎呀，你到时候你变成魔鬼的仆人啊
！and you are becoming the servant of the devil。
啊，这是不是他是不是好意
？Is he have does he have a good intention？
好意呀、
啊、，it's a good intention。
啊，但是啊，不会讲话
，but he does not know how to use his words。
啊，所以常常胡说八道啊
，sometimes words are not very edifying，
就伤害了别人哦
，and may have hurt others。
我前一阵子到加拿大的时候，听到一个见证啊
，and some time ago I went to Canada and heard a testimony。
啊，这个见证蛮有意思的啊
，and it's a very interesting testimony。
他说啊，有一个老姐妹啊
，and there was an older sister。
啊，这个老姐妹啊，哇，那个很热心，很好哦
，and she's very zealous and she has a good heart。
很爱主啊
，and she loves the Lord。
啊，结果她死掉了啊，后来她过世了啊
，and later on she had passed away。
啊，信主一辈子啦，过世了，哇，那个印象里面啊，她看到自己到天堂啊。
And she have seen saw a vision that she went to heaven.
哦，结果啊，在那个天堂的门口啊，啊，天使在那里等她啊。
And at the gate of heaven, there's angels waiting for her.
啊，这个老太太说，哎呀，这个见证我听过啊。
And she said, I heard this testimony.
要门票对不对？要门票对不对
？And you need a ticket, right?
哦，我有，我有，有圣灵啊，我就掏出一个门票来了。
And she said, I have the Holy Spirit, so he took out her ticket.
哦，很高兴啊，天使说，哦，有门票可以啊。
And the angel was happy that she had the ticket.
啊，结果他要进去的时候，天使说，等一下。
And when she was about to go in, the angel had said, hold on.
啊，就天使就指着她的衣服哦。
And the angel said, was pointing her to her clothes.
怎么脏脏的啊
？How come your clothing are dirty?
我说没有啊，我没有犯罪啊。
And she said, no, I have not sinned.
我这个对人都很好啊。
I have been very good to others.
我都有聚会啊。
And have attended services.
天使就看一看说啊。啊你有一个问题
，and the angel has said you have one problem，
就是你嘴巴不好
，that you have a bad mouth。
你对人很好啦
，you are very good to others。
但是哦，你讲话很厉呀，啊，很刻薄啊
，and but your words are very harsh。
所以啊，你那讲话常常啊，口出那什么，言语如刀啊，哇，砍人家砍得很。砍得人家满身伤啊
！And your words is like it's like a sword. It hurts others. Very,
他说啊，尤其是对你的媳妇啊
！And especially toward your daughter-in-law.
啊，有时候这种婆媳哈、啊，就是这样子啊、哦。
And sometimes daughter-in-laws and relationship on has a
他说啊，你对、
relationship.
天使对他说啊，你对你的媳妇不错。
And the angel says to her that you are good to your daughter-in-law.
但是你对你媳妇讲话很伤。
But when you speak to her, it's very hurting.
所以你不能进天国。
And that's why you cannot go to heaven.
哇，就从天上，天使给他一推，他就从天上掉下来啊。
And angel pushed her, and she fell down from heaven.
哎，结果他就活过来哦。
And then she came back to life.
已经死了一段时间，已经死了一阵子，家属已经准备要办丧事了。
And she have died for a while, and the family is about to hold a funeral.
哇，活过来了，把大家吓一跳。
And she came back to life, and everybody was shocked.
啊，结果他就跟大家讲了。
And then she said to everyone,
哇，衣服脏脏的，不可以进去啊。
She said her clothing was dirty and she cannot go in.
为什么？舌头不好啊。
And the reason is that her tongue was not good.
她以前一开始不承，以前从来不承认的。
And she would never admit in the past.
她觉得说我对人很好啊。
And she always say that she's good to others.
有时候啊，真的啊，言语如刀啊，刺透人的心啊。
And sometimes the words is like a sword who can pierce people's heart.
讲话刻薄啊，伤害很多的人啊。
And when harsh words can hurt a lot of people.
哦，所以天使说不让你进去啊。
And the angels were not allowed to go in.
哦，所以大卫说，第一要成为圣洁就是。把守你的口啊
！And the first thing David has said is for us to guard our mouth.
那第二呢？第四节哦。
And the second thing in verse
第四节说：“求你不叫我的心偏向邪恶啊
！”And let not my heart be drawn to evil.
啊，所以除了我们口要小心，嘴巴要小心啊。
And aside from being cautious with our mouth,
我们的心啊。心里的态度也要小心啊
！We have to be careful with our attitude of our hearts.
我们看箴言的第四章啊、哦。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4.
第23节。
Verse 23.
箴言第二十四第四章二十三节啊。
Proverbs chapter four, verse 23.
第四章二十三节。
Chapter four, verse 23.
他说：“你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出的。”哈，他说：“哎呀，在这里告诉我们第二个啊，你要成为圣洁，第二个你要小心的啊。”
And to become holy is second thing you must be cautious about.
就是你的心呐。
That is our heart.
那这个心呐，没有人看到啊。
And no one can see our heart.
只有你自己看得到啊。
Only you can see your heart.
只有神看得到啊。
Only God can see your heart.
哦，我们看不到啊。
No, we cannot see it.
哦，所以啊，这里告诉我们说啊，你要小心呐。谨慎你的心呐、
啊、！It tells us that we have to be careful and guard our heart.
有时候我们做很多事情啊、哦、
，There are a lot of things that we are doing.
有时候我们行为正确，心态不见得是正确的啊、哦。
Although our actions are right, but our attitudes might not.
啊，有时候我们可能做了很多好事
，And sometimes we might have performed a lot of good.
不代表说我们的动机是对的啊、哦。
And does not mean that our motives are right.
哦，所以啊，那个除了行为以外啊
，So aside from actions,
神说我要看看你的心，你的心的。动机态度对不对啊
？God wants to see our heart whether it has a good motive.
好、哦，所以我们要保守我们的心啊。
And we must preserve our heart.
谨慎我们所讲的话。
And to guard against the words we speak.
啊，保守我们心思意念。
And keep our hearts and our thinking.
好、哦，所以在哥林多前书里面告诉我们啊。
So First Corinthians has told us.
保罗告诉我们说啊，我叫你们小心呐、啊。
And Paul had told us that you must told us that we must be careful.
免得你们的心。偏向于邪
，and so that our heart will not walk astray to evil.
所以言语上要正确
，and so we have to be correct in our words.
行为上要正确
，our actions also have to be correct.
还有心态上也要正确啊、哦。
The attitude of our heart also have to be correct.
我们看一下《使徒行传》啊、哦。
Let's look at the book of Acts.
我们看《使徒行传》的第。我们看《使徒行传》第十，第八章哦。
Acts chapter eight，
《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts chapter eight。
《使徒行传》第八章的第十三节哦。
Acts chapter eight, verse 13。
那十三节，西门自己也信了，既受了洗，就常与腓力在一处，看见他所行的神迹和大异能，就甚惊奇。十八节
，verse 18。
西门看见使徒按手有圣灵赐下，就拿钱给使徒。十九节，说把这权柄也给我，叫我手按着谁，谁就可以受圣灵。二十节
，verse 20。
彼得说：“你的银子和你一同灭亡嘛，因为你想神的恩赐是可以用钱买的。”二十一节，你在这道上无份无关，因为在你面前，在神面前，你的心不正。二十二节，你当懊悔你这罪恶，祈求神或者你心里的意念可以得到赦免。二十三节，我看出你正在苦胆之中，被罪恶捆绑哦。那这里啊，讲说有一个人叫做西门呐、啊。
Here tells us there's a man named Simon。
那这个西门呢、啊，有信主哦。
And he had believed in the Lord。
这个西门呢、啊，有洗礼哦。
And he was also baptized。
那这个西门呢、啊，也常常看到神迹奇事哦。
And he also often see miracles。
但是西门会不会得救？
But will he be saved?
这里说西门不会得救哦。
And here tells us that he will not be saved.
那你说怎么这么奇怪？洗礼的怎么不会得救呢
？So why is it that he was baptized and will not be able to be saved?
他说啊，你正在苦胆当中被罪恶捆绑啊。
And he has been living in bitterness and captive to sin.
为什么一个洗礼的人还会活在苦胆当中被罪恶捆绑呢
？So why is he living in bitterness and being captive to sin?
为什么一个洗礼的人呐、啊，还在这得救的道上无份无关呢
？Why is someone who's baptized has no attachment to salvation.
这里说，因为在神面前，你的心不正。
Because he tells us that his heart was not right before God.
因为你想要用钱去买神的恩赐。
He was using money to buy the gift of God.
为什么要用钱去买这个恩赐呢？
And why does he use money to buy this gift?
他说啊，我按手谁，谁就会得圣灵啊。
And so he wants to be able to lay hand and let other people receive.
大家就觉得我很厉害啊。
And other people will see that he's powerful.
大家就会崇拜我啊。
And others will worship him.
哦，我就能够又一次的啊，又一次的得到大家的尊重啊。
And he will receive the respect from many other.
哦、所以在这里说啊，这个人啊，在神面前心不正，不会得救啊。
And here tells us that if our hearts is not correct before the Lord, we will not be saved.、
哦、所以如果我们来到教会心不正啊
，so if we come to the church and our heart is not correct,
啊，与这道无份无关哦
，we have no part to the truth.
啊，所以我们今天要重新去检讨我们的心。
And so we have to re-examine our hearts.
我今天为什么在这里？
And why are we here today?
我在这里要得到什么？
And what do we want to receive here?
我对这个信仰有什么期望？
And what kind of hope do we have toward this faith?
啊，因为啊，每个人来到教会目的都不一样啊。
And everyone came to church with a different purpose.
哦，但是到最后我们要问问自己啊。
But toward the end, we have to ask ourselves.
你跟从主，你到底要什么？
And to follow the Lord, what is it that you seek?
我们看回来这看回来诗篇141篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 141.
诗篇的第141篇
Psalms 141
第三节、哦
verse,
第四节、哦、
verse 4
他说求你不叫我的心偏向于邪以致我与作孽的人同行恶事也不叫我们吃他的美食、哦、他这里告诉我们说、啊、第一你要把守你的嘴
First we must guard our mouth
第二你要保守你的心
And second we should keep our hearts、
啊、但是讲第三、哦、第三、哦、
And third
叫做不要跟恶人同行啊
！And not to walk with the evildoers.
他这里说啊，不要跟罪孽的人同行罪恶啊
！And let's not walk with the evildoers.
所以第三啊，小心你的朋友。
And so third, we must be careful of the friends we make.
圣经里面告诉我们啊
，And the Bible has told us.
滥交朋友的自取败坏啊
！Those who make bad friends are with for himself.
因为你的朋友是什么样的人？常常你就变成什么样的人、哦、
And oftentimes, what kind of friends you have, you will become that type of person.
你的朋友都是喝酒的。
If all your friends drink.
久而久之、啊、你也跟他们一起喝啦。
And over time, you will start to drink with them.
你的朋友啊，晚上都不回家，到处去玩的。
If all your friends are often go out at night.
啊，不管家里的、啊，在外面都玩真玩的。
And they will stay out very late and do not care about their
homes. 久而久之，你也变成一样的人啊。
And over time, you will become like them.
啊，本来就是啊。
And this is true.
因为他都是晚上十点打电话叫你出门啊。
And they often call you at 10 o'clock at night and ask you to go out.
所以你每次如果都跟这种朋友在一起，你自然就变成都不在家的人啊。
And if you have have a lot of these friends, you will become someone who will never be home.
哦、所以在这里告诉我们说啊，你不要跟恶人同行啊。
And tells us do not walk with the evildoers.
小心你所交的朋友。
And be careful with the friends that you make.
我们人啊，因为人啊是很容易受人影响的啊。
And a man is very easily influenced
by others. 你身旁什么人，你就变成什么人。
And what kind of people is beside you, then you will become that type of person.
你旁边的人都很喜欢骂脏话，马上啊，你马上就都会啦。
If people around you are like to curse, then you will pick up very quickly.
而且啊，你就觉得这没有什么啊。
And you might think that this is not that important.
啊，旁边人都喝酒的，你马上就喝了，哎呀，也没有什么啊。
And what is wrong with drinking with others?
哦，所以啊。不要与恶人同行啊
！So let's not walk with the evildoers.
因为啊，在你不知不觉当中啊，你就会变成像恶人一样啊。
Unconsciously, you might become these evildoers.
我们看彼得前书第四章啊。
And let's turn to First Peter chapter four.
彼得前书的第四章。
First Peter chapter four.
第三节。
First Peter chapter four, verse three.
彼得前书的第四章第三节啊。
First Peter chapter four verse three.
Chapter 4 verse 3. 第三节，因为往日随从外邦人的心意，行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群淫，并可恶拜偶像的事。时候已经够了。第四节
，verse four，
他们在这样的事上，见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的道路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。好，他说啊，时候已经够了。
and tells us that time is here.
你在过去啊，不认识神的时候啊，跟恶人混在一起啊。
And the time when you did not know God, you have spent your time with the evildoers.
啊，这里说邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群饮、乱七八糟，什么都做啊。
It talks about debauchery, lust, drunkenness, and orgies and detestable adultery.
他说时候够了。
And here's time is enough.
因为你现在认识神啊。
Now you have known God.
所以如果你认识神之后啊，还是做这些事情啊。
If you come to know God and continue to do these things,
不会得救哦。
And you will not be saved.
如果你信了神以后，你的生活有信主没信主是没有改变的啊，你小心啊，可能不会得救啊。
And after you believe in the Lord and your life have not changed, then you have to be careful.
好，这里说啊，这种时候够了。
And he says, this time is enough.
所以要开始改变啊。
And we have to change.
我要跟他们不一样啊。
We have to be different.
哦，所以以前还有一个弟兄啊，有一个弟兄哦。
And there was a brother.
哦，那在信主之前啊，生活很混乱啊。
And he have a very unorganized life before he come to believe the Lord.
很多坏朋友啊。
He have a lot of bad friends.
喝酒抽烟啊，上酒家什么都来啊。
And drink and smoke and go to bars.
啊，后来啊，结果啊，信耶稣啦。
After he believed in the Lord.
决心要信耶稣啦。
And when he determined to believe in the Lord.
决心要改变啊。
He determined to change.
啊，很洗礼啦。
And he baptized.
啊，他在他的手机啊留下一段话哦。
And there was some words that was left in his cell phone.
他说啊，如果你是找某某某。
And if you're calling to look for this person,
我告诉你他已经死了。
And I told you he's already dead.
死掉了。
He is dead.
不要再打电话找他，死人了，死掉了。
And stop calling him because he is dead.
他就把他的手机换掉了啊。
And he has changed his cell phone.
所以你只要打电话给他的旧手机啊，哇，某某某死掉了。
And so if he called his old cell phone, you will hear the message that he's already dead.
哦，那他的那些乱七八糟的朋友就找不到他啦。
And so his bad friends can no longer reach him.
哦，所以啊，今天啊，不要再奔那个，不要跟他们再同奔那个罪恶的道路啦。
And so let's stop walking the path with sin.
这里说时候已经够了。
And here tells us the time is enough.
他说啊，这个世界上的人哦。
And here tells us the people of the world.
他说：“看你呀、啊，看你不跟他们奔向那放荡无度的道路，就会毁谤你们，攻击你们啊。”
That when they see that you stop walking that sinful path with them, they would rebuke you.
是的，当你决定不再跟他们同行了。
So when you determined to stop walking with them.
你不跟恶朋友、坏朋友在一起啦。
And stop spending time with these evildoers.
那你就会受到别人的攻击啊。
And then you will be attacked by these people.
嘲笑你、毁谤你、攻击你啊。
And they would abuse you. They would have plot against you.
啊，这个是很正常的啊。
And this is very normal.
啊，但是这里告诉我们说，时候已经够了。
And here tells us the time is enough.
不要再跟恶人同奔道路啦。
And stop walking with the sinful person.
哦，所以这里说啊，你要做一个圣洁的人吗
？Do you want to be a holy person?
那你身旁的人很重要啊。
Then the people around you is very important.
哦，一个最好的例子哦。
And the perfect example.
夫妻吵架啊、哦。
And when husband and wife fight,
难免的啊、哦，夫妻总是有点争执嘛。
And this is inevitable that husband and wife might have some fights.
你去找你外面的朋友。
And you want to look for your outside friends.
告诉你说，离婚。
And they tell you
就是这样子嘛，外面就是这样，离婚。
And they will tell you divorce.
啊，那教会里面的朋友呢
？And the friends in church.
帮你祷告。
They will pray for you.
哦，所以你要哪一种朋友
？So which type of friend do you
want? 不同的朋友给你不同的结果啊。
And different friends will give you different advice.
所以时候已经够了。
So the time is enough.
不要再跟这种放荡无度的朋友在一起啦。
And let's not spend any more time with these sinful friends.
哦，说不要让我与作孽的人同行恶事哦。
And stop walking the sinful path with these evildoers.
哦，第四啊。
And number four.
叫我这里说叫我不吃啊，叫我不吃他们的美食啊。
And tells us, let us not eat their delicacies.
哦，所以一个人要成为圣洁啊。
And for someone to become holy.
这里说啊，好吃的你不可以吃啊。
That what is good to eat, you should not eat.
哇，你说这个好吃我喜欢啊，不可以吃啊。
And you say, this is very good to you. How come I cannot?
这里到底在讲什么？
And what is it telling us here?
不要贪图那个好处啊，不要贪图利益啊。
And do not desire these benefits.
有时候人家会告诉你啊。
And people would often tell you.
啊，那个你帮我做做这个啦，啊，我给你多少钱啊。
And if you can do this for me, and I'll give you this amount of money.
啊，但是这是违背圣经的。
But this is against the Bible.
甚至违背律法的。
Or even against the law.
啊，但是你还啊没有关系，那我们就做一下好了啦。
And but you said it's okay. Let's just do it.
这个就是贪食，贪吃他们的美食啊。
That is the desire, the lusting over their delicacies.
我说有些事情啊，有些事情那个可不可以做啊？圣经讲得很清楚啊。
And the Bible is very clear on what we can and cannot do.
有没有符合圣徒的体统啊？圣经讲得很清楚啊。
Whether it's according to the teachings of the saints, it's very clear in the Bible.
啊，但是如果啊，你贪图好处去做了啊。
If you lust after benefits,
啊，这个叫做啊贪，就是什么？你吃了他们的美食啊，你就变成恶人啦。
And that is to eat their delicacies, and you will become an evildoer.
啊，我还记得说我在以前在上班的时候啊。
And so.I remember when the days when I was working.
我那时候二十几岁啊，然后工作稳定哦。
In my 20s, and the job is very steady.
二十几岁，单身，工作稳定，薪水良好哦，黄金单身汉那时候哦。好快啊，曾经啊。
In the 20s, a very steady job, good income, and seems like a perfect bachelor.
好啊，所以啊，那个时候我还记得说，我一个客，我那时候上班的时候，我们公司有一个客人哦。
And when I was working, there was a customer.
他跑来找我啊。
He came to look for me.
他说：“哎，你在公司啊，算控制了几个关键的部门哦。
”And seems like he had controlled a few key departments.
要不然这样子啦。
And why don't we do this?
你哦，帮我做这个哈。
Why don't you do this for me?
我一个月给你五万块。
And
我们那因为那个公司营业额很大哦，公司营业额很大。他说我一个月哦，一个月给你五万。
If you can do this for me, I will give you $50,000 a month.
啊，你这几个东西都是你在管的啦，没有人会知道的啦。
And so since you are looking over these things, no one will know.
没有人会知道吗
？Is it true that no one will know?
没有人会知道，神会知道啊。
Yes, no one will know, but God will know.
是的，在公司里面啊，我调整一些数字啊，没有人会知道的啊。
It's true that if I change some numbers, no one will know.
啊，但是我知，神知啊。
But the truth is that I know it and God knows it.
啊，但是这个时候，如果我说，哎呀，一个月五万也不错啊。
And if I tell myself that $50,000 is pretty good.
哦，那个这样子偷蒙拐骗啊，我奉献十一捐，我还奉献感恩捐啊。
And if I can do this, and maybe I can make a tithe.
哇，我可以帮教会盖会堂啊。
I can help a church to build a chapel.
这个你觉得这个神会喜悦吗
？Do you think this is pleasing to God?
你如果这样做，你就成了恶人呐、啊，在神眼里是恶人呐、啊。
If you do it, then you become the wicked.
那、啊、你的奉献就像该隐一样，神说我讨厌你啊。
And your offering is like will be like Cain, and it's detestable by God.
哦，所以啊，这是恶事出于恶人呐、啊。
And so these deeds came out of the wicked people.
有没有好处？有很大的好处。一个月五万。
What are their benefits? There are great benefits.
啊、哦，但是啊，你呀、啊，这个贪吃恶人的美食，你就变成恶人呐、啊。
But if you lust over the delicacy of the evildoers, then you become the wicked.
啊，结果我就跟他讲不要啊。
And so I said no.
他说我好，他就讲我，你笨啊，你好傻啊。
And so he started telling me that how foolish I was.
啊，过了一阵子又跑来找我哈。
And after some time he came to me again.
他说要不然我们做另外一种啊，换另外一种哈。
And he said why don't we do another way?
他说啊，你是啊，反正你单身嘛，对不对
？And he said since you're still single.
啊，那个这样子哈，我有一个朋友哈，他需要办身份哦。
And I have a friend who needs to get a status.
啊，假结婚哦。
And so he's proposing me to have a false marriage.
他说你们住在一起啦，哦。
He said, why don't you live together?
啊，两个房间呐。
And you have two rooms.
啊，反正你们啊，就是各自己过自己的，就是住在一起就好啦。
And you can live your own lives, but just have to live in the same house.
啊，就是啊，跟他假那个签个假结婚的证书啊。
And just have a false marriage sign. Have a certificate.
他付房租啊，他付所有的那个房子所有的花费，他全部都付了。
And she will pay for all the payments of the house.
然后再给你报，那时候说多少四万，然后四万块还是五万块啊？就是一就啊，再给你一笔钱呐。
And he will also give me a lump sum of money.
哎，你看啊，你也没有什么损失嘛，对不对
？And you are not losing anything.
哦，所以有时候我们觉得啊，假结婚啊，反正也没有损失啊，我又没有干嘛。
And they might feel that a fake marriage, even though I didn't do anything.
恶事出于恶人呐、啊。
But the evil things came off the evil doers.
这叫什么？这叫欺骗呢、啊。
And this is lying.
哦，欺骗自己，欺骗政府，欺骗神啊。
And this is lying to itself and lying to the government, also lying to God.
这叫恶事啊。
And this is the wicked deeds.
有没有好处？有好处。
Are there benefits? There are great benefits.
美食好像很好吃啊，哇，放在你面前很好吃啊。
It's like the delicacies that's very tasty in front of you.
吃下去你就变成恶人啊。
And once you eat it, you will become the wicked.
哦，有一个传道说哈。
And there's a pastor who said.
有一阵子啊，台湾很疯那个，台湾在流行那个赌博哈，那个大那个乐透哈，赌博，台湾是违法的那个时候。
And there's a period of time that Taiwan's people are very crazy over the lottery, which at the time was illegal.
有一个传道啊，晚上做了一个梦。
And there's a pastor who had a dream at night.
他梦到一组数字啊，一组数字啊。
And he had dreamed that a series of numbers.
那搞不清楚啊，怎么这什么奇怪，做这奇怪的梦哦，怎么有一个数字啊？
And he was very curious. Why did he dream the series of numbers?
结果后来发现啊，那就是那一期啊，那一期乐透的头奖啊。
And he later realized that was the first prize of that lottery.
哦，原来是这样啊。
And then he later realized.
下个月又做一个梦啊。
And the next month he had another dream.
一模一样啊，又是一组数字出现啊。
And the same thing, he had another series of numbers.
完蛋了，现在他知道，第一次不知道嘛，第二次知道说这个就是这一期要开奖的头奖啊。
Unfortunately, now he understands what this number means.
哇，那就有挣扎啦。你说不知道就算了嘛，知道就会挣扎了嘛。
It's okay if you don't know what that number means, but now he understood, and there's a bit of struggle.
我想说，如果我们是那个传道，我们会怎么样啊
？If we were that pastor, what would we do?
我想说，如果我们是传道，我们可能会给自己找很多理由哦。
If we're a pastor, we might find ourselves a lot of reasons.
哇，这个我如果去签啊，中的钱啊，我要盖会堂啊，我要怎样啊，我要做圣工啊，我要帮助穷人啊，可以想很多，你可以想很多啊。
And you might think of that when you win the money, you would do holy work, you offer to church, you would build a church for God.
有时候我们可以给自己找很多很多的理由来吃这个美食啊。
You found yourself many reasons to eat this delicacy.
我献十一捐，我在献感恩捐，我在献建筑捐，我什么都捐都献呐。
You make a tithe offering, a Thanksgiving offering, and you would make a construction offering.
但是其实最里面就是什么？我想吃那个美食啊。
But what lies beneath is what the desire to eat that delicacy.
啊，结果他还是没有去签啊。结果出来真的又是那个数字啊，那个号码。
But he did not when he did not go to buy that ticket, and at the end, that number was the winning number.
那结果很多信徒知道啦，说传道你好笨哦。
And a lot of members later found out, and he said, "Pastor, you are very foolish."
要不然啊，你不要去签，告诉我们，我们帮你去签。
He says, "Why don't you just give us the numbers, and we would win the money for you?"
有时候人真的可以给自己找出很多理由来吃那个美食啊。
And a lot of time, people would give themselves reasons to eat that delicacy.
啊，第三个月真的又做了一个梦哦。
And the third month, he had another dream.
哦，真的又是一组数字出现啊。
And it was another series of numbers.
啊，传道有没有告诉其他的信徒
？And did the pastor tell all the members?
没有。
No.
告诉信徒啊，信徒就跌倒了。
If you had told the member would have stumbled.
传道就跪下来祷告了。
And so the pastor knelt down to pray.
他说不要让我再做这种梦。
He said, "Stop letting me."
他说不要叫我遇见试探，救我脱离凶恶啊。
Let me not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
因为真的啊，因为啊，那个有时候啊，一笔钱在那里啊，真的有时候财帛动人心呐。
And so it seems like when there's a pile of money before you, it's very easily, it will tempt your heart very easily.
啊，但是这就好像你在饥饿的人呐、啊，你很饿嘛，好像在你面前用那个美食来勾引你一样啊，让你去作恶啊。
It seems like when you're very hungry and you're tempting people with great food,
让你这样子急速发财，沉迷在财富当中啊。
And to cause you to fall, to lust over the money.
那最后传道就跪下来祷告啊，啊，求神让我不要遇见试探啊。
And he asked God not to lead him into temptation.
啊，结果就没有这个梦了，就没有了。
And these dreams have stopped.
听了以后你们有什么感觉
？And what do you feel?
有没有觉得好可惜哦
？Do you feel that's very pitiful?
如果你觉得好可惜，你要跪下来祷告啊。
And if you feel that's very pitiful that he didn't take the money, then you should kneel down and pray.
哦，所以啊，有时候啊， 这个有时候人那个在我们面前有些美食要勾引我们哦。
So oftentimes there may be delicacies before us to tempt us.
有些利益，有些好处啊。
And there are benefits and great benefits.
啊，但是啊，我们不要被勾引啊。
And then, but we should not be tempted.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们啊，要成为一个正直的人。
And we have to be an upright person.
我们的祷告要如香上焚，蒙神的垂听。
And our prayers should be like the incense reaching up to God.
要禁止口。
And we have to guard our mouth.
要保守心。
And also to preserve our heart.
不与恶人同行。
And not to walk with the evildoer.
并且躲避美食的诱惑。
And to avoid the temptation of the delicacies.
使我们每一个人在这个信仰的路上啊，能够啊行出正直。
And so in this journey of faith, then we can live a righteous life.
使我们的献祭如同亚伯蒙神喜悦。
And let our offerings be like Abel to be accepted by God.
最后让我们的祷告如香上焚。蒙神的悦纳哦。
And let our prayers be like the incense reaching up to God and be accepted by God.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
142首。特别为几件事情来代祷哦。
And we'll pray for several things in our prayer.
我们为杨菲菲姐妹的弟弟哈、Carlos 来代祷哦。
Let's pray for sister 杨菲菲's brother Carlos.
他身体欠安啊，身体状况不是很好。我们求主耶稣看顾。
And he's not feeling very well. So let's ask God to watch over him.
并且求主耶稣使他有机会哈，有机会认识道理哦。
And ask God to give him opportunity to come to learn the truth.
我们也为在加州的 Francisco Macias 代祷哈。
I also pray for Francisco.